Nothing goes better with turkey on Thanksgiving than stuffing. And this is how the Jets can knock the stuffing out of the Patriots Thursday night.
Number 5, neutralize Wes Welker. Make no mistake about it, the Jets caught a huge break when tight end Rob Gronkowski broke his arm last week against the Colts. But Wes Welker will be suiting up, and he leads the Pats with 73 catches. Unfortunately, the Jets lost Isaiah Trufant to injury, so it will be interesting to see how they go about limiting Welker. Number 4, hold the Pats to 24 points and make them earn it. The Jets made it harder on themselves at Gillette Stadium, yielding a 104-yard kickoff return, and then a botched handoff cost them another 2 on a safety. You can't give away points and expect to win, as the Pats are the NFL's top scoring team at more than 35 points a game. The Jets defense won't be intimidated, and they have some favorable matchups up front. Number 3, stay clean on offense. The Jets didn't turn the ball over in St. Louis, and they cruised to a victory in Week 11. They also tallied 41 rush attempts, and Mark Sanchez completed 75% of his passes. The O-line is getting good push, and the Jets have 3 backs who complement each other very well. This Pats defense lives off the takeaway, and they have an NFL best 27 in all. Number 2, Sanchez must beat the blitz. The Pats have more confidence in their secondary after the addition of Aqib Talib and the move of Devin McCourty to safety. The Pats want to make sure Sanchez doesn't get too comfortable in play-action situations as opposed to playing soft. Number 1, play great red zone football. You win in the NFL with touchdowns. Up in Foxborough, the Jets were 2-4 in the red zone, while the Pats were 2-2. The Jets need to play excellent ball inside the 20s because you don't completely shut down a team like the Patriots.